Welcome to Take the 12. Congratulations on taking this step. I'm grateful to be able to share this step with you because our big book tells us in the first paragraph of chapter 7, Working with Others, quote, "Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail," end quote. In this recording, I'll be reading content found in the step study at takethe12.org for step 7. The information shared here is just one AA member's personal experience and does not speak for any other member's experience or for AA itself. So, let's get started. From the foreword of the 12 and 12, it says, AA's 12 steps are a group of principles spiritual in their nature, which, if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. Step 7. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. With each step in this step study, I've started off sharing what I tell each person I teach to take the steps, that one thing I learned about this step that was the most important thing to know. Now, remember, this is just my experience and may not be the experience of another member of the AA Fellowship. The one thing I need to know about step 7, humility heals pain. The spiritual principle found in this step is humility. And the reading assignment for step 7 is in the Big Book, page 76, and in the 12 and 12, pages 70 through 76. Because I believe that in each of the steps there is something to surrender, here's what we'll be surrendering in step 7. I get to surrender the belief that I can become less of my character defects on my own or remove them myself. Here's the step summary. One dictionary defines humility as the quality or condition of being humble, modest opinion or estimate of one's own importance, rank, etc. While that's a perfectly good definition of it, the literature reference on this step above highlights that Bill W. gave us his definition of humility in the 12 and 12 as, quote, "a desire to seek and do God's will," end quote. One of the first and most important things we need to learn about our defects is that we can't be relieved of them without some level of humility. Alcoholics are victims of pride and selfishness. In the past, when we felt pain and suffering, generally as a result of said pride and selfishness, we masked it with alcohol. Before coming to AA, we used self-reliance to deal with it. Today, we can acknowledge the limits of human power in addressing these character defects. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot do it by sheer willpower. We cannot do it by our own intellect and reasoning. Although steps 6 and 7 are the shortest steps in terms of wording in our big book and are perhaps the least discussed in meetings these days, they are probably the most potent of all 12. As we mentioned in step 6, they are the meat and substance of our program of recovery. They embody the miracle of transformation as we turn over our broken, defective personalities for God to transform them into healthy, effective instruments of God's will. Humility turns obstacles into opportunities for God to act through us. When questioning whether or not I'm applying humility to a situation, I could ask, how would a humble person handle this situation? When we mix self-centeredness with a situation, a problem results. When we remove it, we only have a situation to deal with, not a problem. The seventh step is not a one-way street, though. God will remove our defects to the degree that we are willing to practice the spiritual obedience that lay behind them. Step 7 gives us the choice to pray to be free of a defect rather than obsessed with it as we were before taking it. Be patient. Be diligent. Our defects didn't mold us overnight, and we can't change our life overnight. For those of us who have been around for a while, we've tried to dispel some of the myths about our program of action. Here are the myths about Step 7. First, humility isn't necessary for recovery. You can't see your shortcomings without stripping yourself of your ego and pride. This unfiltered look into yourself allows you to develop a humble attitude and correct your moral defects. Second, Step 7 means we will not have any defects once God removes them. Self-centered fear will still trigger our defects. The difference is that we now have a choice to follow our lust, for example, or not. We will be given a divine nudge at the onset of our defects to pray to God to change us. And God will, whereas before Step 6 and 7, we had no choice over our defects and we were obsessed by them. And third, we have the ability to remove our defects ourselves. This sort of thing is way above our pay grade. We simply don't have the built-in skill sets to become less prideful, less angry, less greedy, less gluttonous, less lustful, envious, or slothful, or fearful on our own. All right, let's take a look at the inventory and checklist. Taking a step displays a willingness to write inventory and allow it to surrender something within us. Write inventory on your most serious shortcomings around the practical application of this step in your life today. For instance, how am I applying the spiritual principle found in this step to every moment of my life? Looking at the patterns of disobedience to spiritual principles in your life, answer these questions in all three areas for which you have been previously writing inventory, which are your personal relationships, at work, and with God and AA. Number one, where am I being prideful, which is a lack of humility? Number two, where am I being greedy, which is a lack of generosity? Number three, where am I being lustful, which is a lack of purity of intention? Number four, where am I being angry, which is a lack of loving attitude? Number five, where am I being gluttonous, which is a lack of discipline? Number six, where am I being envious, which is a lack of gratitude? And number seven, where am I being slothful, which is a lack of action? Provide examples for each of these in each area. This inventory may take longer than previous inventories written. Lastly, let's take a look at the step checklist. If you can answer yes to these questions, you've likely taken this step. One, are you ready to give up self-reliance for reliance on a higher power, whatever that may be to you? Two, are you ready to learn to practice humility, which, as we remember, is the desire to seek and do God's will, and put character building ahead of comfort? Number three, are you ready to make honesty, tolerance, and true love of man and God the daily basis of living? Number four, are you ready to change your perspective from a self-centered one to a humble, selfless one? Number five, are you ready to accept that humility is necessary to achieve a sober and fulfilled life? Number six, are you ready to appreciate the enormity of God's power to transform lives? And number seven, have you offered this prayer to God? My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. And so it is. Amen. Finally, I've chosen to put as the last word on each step that the only problem we ever really have is separation from God. When I find myself struggling in any way, I try and remember that it doesn't matter what the problem may look like. In every single case, the real problem is my thinking about that person, place, thing, or situation. When I can take the action needed to get right with God, I'm on the right track to ensuring that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism happens in my life. God bless.